Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH. With it.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
It is the final hour. Welcoming everybody, new listeners on the Mightier 1090, and of course, all of you who have been with us on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, Sports Map Radio, Harry, and Twitch.tv, where the 2,300 followers out there, Harry.
Is that right?
Let's get that follower count over. I want to have 100 million followers by the end of the
100
show.
100 million.
100 million.
Yeah, I don't
follow. We're not going to make it today.
You actually need to remind people that the Twitch.tv is interesting. And it's free to follow.
Correct.
It's a free app to download. It's free
to
follow.
It's sort of like the Peacock. You see, the Peacock Network is doing a lot of advertising. You can download it for free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then if you want extra bells and whistles, you pay a five-month subscription fee.
But the normal show is free.
Right. You can go on. You can follow. Go in the chat room and keep us going and keep talking. It's instant reaction to what's going on. You know what I'm saying, huh? And
yes.
Then if you have Amazon Prime, you subscribe for free every month.
Correct.
And then you get all the bells and whistles. You get to watch the post-game shows when we let it all hang out.
On Fridays.
On Fridays. Yeah, sometimes, you know, every once in a while, there may be an impromptu situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got hockey going on. We have one game that was over. The first game went to overtime, Harry. And your Denver Nuggets and Utah Jazz. Turned out to be a really compelling game at the end. It went overtime. Utah was shut down pretty much in the overtime period, and the Denver Nuggets went on and won it.
By 10.
By 10, 135 to 125, the final score in that one.
Yeah, and Toronto is housing Brooklyn in the first half, 62 to 35.
Can they go to alternate programming? Can they go to the alternate site, maybe have a WNBA game at halftime to try to get people's interest peaked?
And Tampa's still up on Columbus 2-1. They've started the third period.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
so we're keeping you up to date.
I think they're going to keep the clock running in the fourth quarter for that.
They should have a
running clock.
That's what
you do. Yeah. Hey, once you get a 30-point lead, it's a running clock.
Just keep that clock moving.
Is there a mercy rule in the NBA playoffs? We go from the first game being a great overtime thriller, right?
Mm-hmm.
To a blowout in a game that was a 9.5-point line. You knew that was going to happen to the Nets. I'm not going to say they're going to just mail it in, but. Do you think this would be a good game?
No. I don't think it's a good series.
Hell.
The SEC opening week schedule is out, Tony.
I thought they were waiting until 7 o'clock.
No, well, that's when they're going to do the whole season, but they've already teased us with the
they gave
first
us a little
week.
Nugget.
And,
just a little bit, huh?
Alabama is going to be playing at Missouri. Florida at Ole Miss. That's a pretty good game. Georgia, Arkansas. Kentucky at Auburn. Mississippi State. At LSU, so.
Oh, so we'll get to see the Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren's son play on the opening day, but not the rest of the kids that he has under his control in the Big Ten.
Exactly.
How about that, huh?
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Tennessee at South Carolina, Vandy at Texas A&M.
And do you know the spread that is currently available on Action Network with that Vandy and Texas A&M game?
What's the spread?
Texas A&M is favored by 37 points.
Really?
Versus Vanderbilt. Man, that is like, you know what I mean? Vanderbilt, it could have might as well have been Ball State. You know what I mean? It's still the same number.
Wow.
LSU, 26-point favorites over Mississippi State. Georgia, 24-point favorites over Arkansas. Bama, 19.5 versus Missouri. Auburn with minus 11 versus Kentucky. Florida, 8-point favorites, Ole Miss, and a pick'em in the South Carolina-Tennessee game.
Mm. Wow. So still, a lot of double-digit favorites in that opening game, eh?
Yeah.
Several.
Even though it's in conference.
What are we going to see Gardner once is going to miss the Alabama Citadel game this year, though, eh?
Yeah.
That'll just be when they play Vanderbilt. That's basically the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they play Vanderbilt?
I mean, I would assume.
Guess you got to watch the television show tonight. Now, will you be watching that, Tony?
The SEC show?
The SEC
no, now that I know the answer.
Unveiling?
No, I got the. I have a lot of choices tonight, Harry.
Yeah.
I got Boston, Carolina, and
you got
hockey.
A lot of TVs.
Got Boston, Carolina, hockey, 8:00. You know that Colorado game getting underway soon against Arizona. In basketball, you're going to have the Sixers in Boston, 6:30 game. And then the Clippers and the Mavericks later on, so there'll be sports action all the way up till midnight at least, Harry. So who's going to watch the Democratic National Convention opening night tonight, Harry?
Not this guy.
Is anybody going to watch that?
I'm sure somebody will.
Yeah, you can subscribe using Amazon if you're a Twitch follower. Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, and who doesn't? Seriously,
I know.
You just use.
Like, why would you not have it?
And you use it for a month, you get a month free. And then you can resubscribe each month, or you can lock in. But so do a month for free, Amazon Prime, and then you go to Twitch Prime, right,
Correct.
Robert?
So if you are an Amazon Prime member, you go to our info page on Twitch, just scroll down, and you'll see the Twitch Prime red button. Just click on that, follow the directions to link your Amazon Prime account with your Twitch account, and then you can subscribe every single month. They only allow you to do it 1 month at a time, but you just resubscribe to the Tony Bruno Show, because why would you want to subscribe to anybody else? And you just go on every month and just re-up.
Exactly
for
right.
For free.
And Vancouver, St. Louis, later on tonight, huh? You know what I'm saying? That's a game that's 10:30.
Yeah,
they had to come back. So
St.
Louis
has
to
win.
Deep into the night.
Yeah.
It'll be 1:00 in the morning. I want to see one of those three overtime games on that one. Canucks and the Blue playing deep into the night.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be in bed.
Now you playing golf tomorrow?
No.
Did you play golf over the weekend?
Saturday.
It rained
Sunday.
Did it rain?
It rained all morning.
I don't know. I never left the house. We were down here in the basement getting everything ready. We built a new desk over there for Ryan. You like the desk? Ryan was here when we were putting – Robin and I were putting it together, dazzling him with our construction skills. I was out staining, and then we brought it down, and I put 4 coats of lacquer on the top shelf there. I went top shelf on that baby. Look how nice that is. Now, come here, Robin. Come on, Ryan. Give me some love here, man. You saw it.
Hey, I was just getting out of the way, man.
He's kind of speechless over there.
Yeah, sick. Dude, I got a lot going on today.
I know
here.
You do.
I'm
what do
sorry.
You think, man?
It's awesome.
You like it? You got your own
nice.
Little area now?
Yeah, it's official, man.
Yeah,
we did a great job.
We figured we're going to keep him. We know you're going to stay if we build furniture for you.
Exactly right. Robin and I are out at Home Depot while you guys are on the beach and playing golf. We're schlepping to Lowe's and Home Depot, buying wood, staining it, cutting it. Putting legs on it. That baby's solid right now.
And it had to be custom designed because of the size and the height.
Exactly.
It had to be narrow enough to fit in the hallway. Not in the bathroom, in the hallway. We could have stuck him in the bathroom.
Put him in the bathroom.
But we decided to upgrade him to the hallway, you know.
And I didn't stain my pants. No, I'm pretty good at that. We were outside in the backyard. I'm glad I did it Saturday because I knew it was going to rain. And as soon as you start staining wood outside, drizzle starts coming down.
Right.
But luckily, this was fast-drying stain, so I got everything stained, and I put a tarp over it. And then by later in the night, when only a couple drizzle came in, I took it inside, so it dried. So then yesterday, I put the multiple polyurethane coats on it so that Ryan could have it smooth as a baby's behind.
Now, we were working all weekend, as we mentioned, on all sorts of stuff. We had... Whenever you do anything new with computers, you know it takes much longer than just flipping a switch. So Ryan came over. We were working on the new program. We also cooked him a fabulous dinner last
night.
Yes,
that's exactly right. You know what I did, huh? I took out 3 filet mignons out of the freezer.
Yeah.
Put those babies on the grill. Then we picked all of our fresh tomatoes.
Would you stay over last night?
No, I bounced.
He went home at like 11 o'clock, and then he has to come back. He drove all the way down the shore and then back again. When we had the air conditioning in a nice room with a beautiful bed. What's the matter with you, man?
I don't know. They're still working to figure out that answer. Not sure.
Dude. But how good was that pasta and that filet mignon, man, and the salad?
Filet was beautiful.
Opened a nice bottle of Earthquake Cab from out there in Lodi, California. Nothing but the best for the people here in this program. We poured nothing but the best meats and cheeses available, as Kenny Mayne once said back in the day. And we go Bob Vila every once in a while. You know what I mean? We didn't throw our gloves in the ground like typical Philly schlubs. You notice that? Remember when the first thing when the gloves came out back when the COVID was
the blue gloves?
And
yeah, they were all over the street.
And now you don't see them anymore.
No,
nobody's using gloves anymore.
No.
Everybody's got to use masks, but nobody's using gloves. Let's go to Rick in Norristown. Rick, what's going on out there today, man?
It's great to hear your voice again. The Twitch show with Harry brings back a lot of fond memories. And it's a continuing, ongoing entertainment.
Well, thank you.
Even us in Norristown who have to suffer with the existence of Jose. And I mean that in jest.
Now, Jose's a staple on the show.
Jose's entertaining. It's just that we in Norristown have to be burdened with him.
It's not a burden. He's a good person.
No.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I'd give him a ride to your show anytime.
Absolutely.
But it's really fun to hear your perspective on so many of these sporting events. I can tell you, I am watching hockey. I am watching golf. I'm not going to watch the NBA. I will occasionally watch the Phillies, especially if they start playing like they did this weekend, or continue to play that way, as opposed to what they were throwing out there the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, but if you can get Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola to pitch every other day, I think they have us great. Because how great has Nola been? I mean, did you see him over the weekend? That was the most, even though he had that one game that he lost, where he had 12 strikeouts and they couldn't score any runs for him and they lost that game, he has been, right now, he's one of the top 4 pitchers in baseball. With the stuff
no
that he has and the way he's throwing the ball and the fact that he's a Louisiana kid, the heat doesn't bother him.
No.
He is absolutely locked in right now. And Zach Wheeler was a great pickup too, Harry.
Yeah. More importantly, Tony, I think it's really great that you had the perspective of the legislator regarding the PIAA and some of the nonsense that's going on. People understand risk, and they understand the unique situation we're in, and they can make their judgment, and they should be able to do that without the governmental interference.
Yeah, and that's what that's what the kids in the Big Ten, Justin Fields, the quarterback of Ohio State, saying. Again, the people in charge make the decisions, but the parents and the students of these players, especially the commissioner of the Big Ten. I mean, this guy's the biggest hypocrite in all of sports. We've ripped baseball, we've ripped hockey, we've ripped the NBA, we've ripped track and field, we rip everybody. But the commissioner, to me, he is public enemy number one in sports. Penn State fans, no matter where you are in the Big Ten, the fact that your son is going to play at Mississippi State and you're telling kids in the conference that you run that it's not safe enough to play, that doesn't look good. It doesn't make you look good as an executive. And now when the players are starting polls and surveys and petitions online to say, let us play, you have to listen to all sides. That's what we try to do on the show. We're coming back. More phone calls coming up. 215-462-TONY. And the strapper line, 856-818-4045. That's 24/7. You can be a strapper anytime you want on the show.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here, talking sports, keeping you up to date. That's what we do. And, of course, the playoffs are here now. The excitement of the playoffs. And the leader in one-day fantasy sports, you know who that is, DraftKings. Basketball and hockey underway. You could be a part of the action. Millions of dollars in prizes throughout the week. There's no better place to make it rain. Start playing for free right now with your first deposit. If you haven't played yet, daily fantasy sports, easy to play. Draft your players, stay under the cap, pile up points. No better way to do it. And if you are in daily fantasy, you don't do daily fantasy. DraftKings just launched Best Ball contest for football season. If you aren't familiar with Best Ball, just simply head to the app and check it out. Download the DraftKings app today. Use promo code Bruno to play for free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Promo code Bruno, get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, Harry, are we ready? Robin, can we get the damn games back on, please?
Oh, yes.
I don't need to see myself. I know how pretty I am. The audience knows.
We need two monitors up here.
We need hall monitors. Now, who was at the doorbell? Was it another delivery? was a special delivery Jones. You remember SD Jones?
SD Jones? Jones, yeah.
One of the great wrestlers. He was what we'd call him. We'd call him a jobber. He never won. He wasn't a jobber.
No, he wasn't a jobber. Like Frankie Williams was the ultimate jobber.
Yes.
But no, SD Jones, every now and then he'd win.
It's Zizix Road is the actual exit to go to the world's largest thermometer, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
ZYZXX, one of the best non-vowel roads, although Y could be a vowel sometimes, right?
Right.
Because it's A-E-Y-O-U and sometimes Y. So Zizix Road exit off of the 15, Harry, going up to Vegas. You never did that drive, did you?
No, I've never done that.
I did that a bunch of times living in Vegas. You know, it's easier to fly. But then by the time you fly, you drive to the airport, park your car, jump on the plane, you're there. Except on Friday. You never leave L.A. to drive to Vegas on a Friday afternoon. It takes you 5 hours sometimes.
Is that right?
But other times, you drive late at night, you can get there in a couple of hours. It's almost 300 miles through the desert, Harry.
Tony, we have a listener Amazon wish list.
Actually, so why did you open it up?
This isn't an Amazon wish list item, actually. This is just a Just Because.
Oh, what's in the box?
Based on,
it's a What's in the Box segment, but it's a bag.
It's a bag.
What's in the
What's in the box?
Bag.
So
big.
Read what it says first.
All right, let's see what it says. It says, a gift for you. Give these bags to the third floor girls to keep the streets in front of Bruno Nation clean from CPKSP. One of our great Twitch followers.
I saw there's a couple of cans out there on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah. We cleaned up on Friday, and then somebody left two beer cans.
Yeah.
Right there on the sidewalk again. Mm-hmm.
But we can't necessarily blame that on the third floor.
Yeah,
girls,
I don't know that it's theirs.
Because that might be just some strappers.
Right.
Look
over
what it
the
is,
weekend
right.
Who walking sat around down on drinking, the stoop drinking and then just decided to
it's
put it down.
It's Glad Bigs. 28, 30-gallon large trash bins. And this is one of the clear ones, so you can see all the different beers. Bottles, cans,
nice.
Every conceivable, whether it's stinking seltzers of all varieties, whether it's those high noons, whether it's Yards, whether it's Yingling, you can see what's in there. You can see what the third floor girls have been drinking, Harry. And don't you want to know what the third floor girls have been drinking?
Yes,
Harry?
I do.
Now, what we should do is we should send Couch Guy over there saying that this was a gift from fans.
Yes.
And videotape the entire thing sometime.
I don't know that I'd want to do that if I was Couch Guy.
It does say at the bottom, for use in municipal clear bag programs where applicable. Trust me, there's no bag that's applicable in this city.
No.
People put their trash anywhere in paper bags. This is the way to do it. Put it in the damn bag, and thank you, CPK.
I'll tell you what, Tone.
That California Pizza Kitchen, I don't think he's related to them, is he?
After we did shoot that video on Friday, we got a lot of traction on that. People saying, you know, I mean, that obviously in the city it's been weeks since they came around, but we also got a lot of people saying this. They've been keeping them clean and they've been putting them in the bin. So
yeah.
It was encouraging to see, you know, I mean, people saying, yep, we know it's been a while, but we're still acting like adults and putting them in bins.
Exactly. Most people are like that. Yeah. Same thing with masks. The people who have to go into stores and places, they're wearing masks. There's a couple of strappers that don't,
mm-hmm.
but it's the strappers who tell everybody what to do and then don't do it themselves that I have a problem with. And it's the people who know what the rules are, that they're not picking up trash because of a backlog, that don't put them in plastic bags to make it easier for the sanitation workers when they come by to just throw it in.
When I saw Couch Guy go get lunch today as I was parking my car, and I noticed he went into the establishment without a mask. Do you not need a mask at that place?
No, I had one in my back pocket.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just put it on real quick. No,
I think you get kicked out.
Yeah, it's a big thing. This is mask required. Okay. I just had it in my back pocket.
Chase you with a butcher knife when you go into these places down here, Harry.
Is that right?
They don't play that stuff in South Philly, man. You know what I mean? Now, people are thanking the Couch Guy, of course, the great Conlon Farrell. Now, you're at The Couch Guy on Twitter, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
At The, T-H-E-E.
Yep.
Couch Guy. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Why are they thanking him?
Because he had a towel or something. Oh, he's going all, what's his name on us today?
It's actually not his towel. It's the cat towel.
Oh.
And I had it out, and he keeps leaving it out when he goes to sit down. I'm like, move it if you're sitting there.
Well, I thought he was going all, who was the coach who used to bite on the towels at Vegas?
Tarkanian.
The shark, the Tark.
Yeah.
Jerry Tarkanian. He used to bite the towel, remember
sure,
that?
Sure, yeah.
The great Jerry Tarkanian. And he passed away, did he not, Jerry Tarkanian?
I believe so.
Yes. Couple of years ago, if
Tark
I'm
the shark.
Love Jerry Tarkanian. Now, you're not biting a towel over there, are you?
No, I'm not biting a towel.
All right, just want to make
all
sure.
All right,
let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike out there in the OC, where things did not go well for your Los Angeles Disneyland Anaheim adjacent Angels over the weekend, man. What's up with the Angels down there, Mike?
Wait a second. Did you mention California Pizza Kitchen?
CPK.
How
yeah.
are you guys?
Good, man.
They're going out of business out here. Do you believe that?
No.
They're going. You didn't hear?
No,
filed
I didn't.
Bankruptcy.
You know, I saw file bankruptcy. Who else did I see to file for bankruptcy today? It was another chain.
I went through the weekend, chain? Tony. It's still good.
No, Robin and I used to go to CPK. We would get the salad in there with the chicken on top. Good lunch. And, the pizzas are not bad. I like CPK.
Hey, guys, by the way, I got to bring up two people. I was in Huntington Beach this weekend, Tony, at my sister's house.
Did you run into the Silk Bra? Did you run into Silk Bra?
I asked her, can I see the city council, please, ballot?
Uh-huh.
But she didn't have an Andy. I didn't see Silk, unless he's living in the neighborhood there. And he had a very bad sign. I don't know what's going on with
No,
Silk.
He's on the ballot. And
he is on the ballot.
He is absolutely.
Is he on the ballot?
Oh, yeah,
he's
he
on
is.
The ballot, and he is going door to door and tweet to tweet. He is nobody who's running for city council in any jurisdiction in the world is as active on Twitter as Silk Bra right now, looking for your votes.
That is too funny. Tony, Angel's grandma, does she call you?
Yeah, she calls us every week on a Friday.
She reached out to me.
She did?
Goes, Mike, get me some Twitter followers. I go, she goes, I've called Tony Bruno. I've called Tony Bruno. He goes, Angel's grandma, the poor woman and I are commiserating.
No, she's Angel's great. She's a great, great
She had
fan.
A rough weekend,
Angel's
though, with the
grandma.
Angels.
Yeah. Angel's grandma.
That's
she's
fantastic.
Great. And it was Gooby's birthday last week. Mark Gooby's birthday. We gave him birthday love on the show as well.
Oh, Gooby. I got to listen to Gooby. Gooby's the best, isn't he?
He's awesome, man. By the way, no, Silk Bra is not collecting cans in the alleys of Huntington.
No,
he's not going that far.
His website is.
Does he live up Golden West or Beach or Maine? Do you got an address for him over there, Tony? Is he on PCH? Is he like right on the beach?
No,
I don't know where he lives.
Silk4HB.com is the website.
And I don't normally endorse candidates, but I would vote for Silk Bra if I lived out there.
You know what the problem about Silk Bra is, Tony? He's a Dodger fan living in Orange County. That bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah, I know. That should violate. He should be thrown out.
Root for your Angels. They're closer. I know we're not as good.
He grew up on Yorktown and Magnolia, it says here on the website.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Yes.
I know where that is, man.
Bra.
There you go.
You know what they do down there, don't you?
Yeah, they fired up.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys aren't kidding. Let me tell you. You guys are not kidding down
I
there.
Saw it this morning. There was a company that just announced this morning they were the latest to file for bankruptcy.
Steinmart. Went
Steinmart
a
was last
ago.
Week,
yeah.
Yes. Steinmart last
week. Oh, Steinmart.
Week.
Yeah.
My Steinmart. Wife told me about that. I didn't like that spring. You guys, man, I wasn't a big fan of Steinmart.
I just feel bad for all these people. I feel bad for all these people losing jobs. Tuesday morning's going out of business.
Yes, and Lucky Brand jeans,
oh.
man.
Oh, yeah, because who doesn't need a pair of $130 jeans?
Oh, man, they're my favorite
pandemic.
Jeans. This is very upsetting.
Hey, Robin, what's with your town of Torrance? You grew up in Torrance, right, Robin?
I went to my last 2 years of high school in Torrance.
You know that crazy racist lady that was running around a few weeks ago yelling at everybody? You heard about her, right?
I did hear about her. Was she in Torrance? I didn't realize that she was.
Oh, Torrance is going crazy with the just it's awful. There's like people yelling, giving Nazi salutes.
Yeah,
there's people yelling at
Latinos. You know
what?
You know what's weird though? Back when I was in high school, there were rumors that Torrance had a Nazi, like New Age Nazi contingency, but we never saw any. They weren't like marching around or anything, but there were rumors about them being there. So maybe it's true. I don't know.
Listen, there's a lot of Jewish people in Torrance too. One of my cousin lives there. So, we'll forget those people. Who needs them?
Exactly. Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
They need
Silk
to be gone.
President 2024.
He and I go back and forth. But, you could vote for whoever you want. I don't endorse candidates. You know what I'm saying?
Tony, Vince Ferragamo lives down the street from me.
The great Vince. Remember Vince Ferragamo?
Yes,
that
sure.
was Vince Ferragamo was the Rams quarterback in that Terry Bradshaw, the last Super Bowl I bet on.
I took
the Rams plus 12.
Right.
And they were
1917, end of the third quarter, Rams had the lead, first play of the fourth.
Then
you know
Bradshaw went nuts.
Bradshaw, the stalwart, goodbye.
Yep.
And I took the Rams in that game, even though I was not a Rams or a Steelers fan. I went out to that Super Bowl.
Ferragamo went to Cal and Nebraska. I think he transferred.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's great knowledge right there.
Yes, he did. And now he runs a mortgage. He's actually he had like a real estate company out here in Anaheim Hills. turn into a mortgage company.
The
so,
great
yeah,
Vince Ferragamo. Exactly.
The great Vince Ferragamo. Still looks great, by the way.
Yeah, he does. He's Italian. You know, those Italians who have their hair. Mm-hmm. I've noticed Italians who have a big full head of hair that keep it when they get older, they always look good. Italians who lose their hair, they're the ones who look battered and broken when they grow up.
So what happened?
Vince does still look pretty good. Listen, you guys, cool it off out here. It's too hot. It's too hot.
Yeah,
Schvitz,
yeah, be careful out there.
Tony, it's a Schvitz in California.
It is
right
a Schvitz.
Now,
by the way, are you getting rolling blackouts? Have they turned your power on in your area?
No, if they do that, I'll be pissed. I already don't like Edison because what happens when we have fires out here in North Orange County, you know, they have this new rule, you know, in all over California, you actually turn off the power to prevent another issue. And that's not good. They didn't do that to me, but they have done it to other people where they turn power off.
You know what that is, don't you?
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage.
They call them the rolling brownouts over there, but it's...
I saw the rolling brownouts over the weekend. They were down in the parking lot with the pandemic crew. Yeah. They were banging on stuff. They had air horns.
They have a new album.
I think they're down there on Magnolia.
And they were actually sweeping the streets when the Mets bus pulled out of the parking. That was hilarious. So they got these kids called the kids. They're a bunch of fans who were outside of the stadium here, Citizens Bank Park, and they had the air horns, and they're blowing it. And who was getting – the Yankees were getting all pissed off when they were here. How can those fans do it? They're distracting us. Distracting you. You're the New York Yankees. They're all the way outside of the stadium, and that's distracting you? And so the Mets came into town. They got swept. And then one of the guys went out where the bus is carrying the teams out of the parking lot. The guy was standing there with a broom. It's all over Twitter. You got to see
in the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street, as the Mets buses are coming out, the guy was sweeping the median line. Now that's
absolutely
funny.
Hilarious.
That is funny. Yeah. That's better than throwing batteries and shaking buses and trying to overturn them and joining in.
Moving their buses. In Anaheim, Tony, they got to do something fun because it's absolutely it's ridiculous. I think they should just give up on the year at this point. Trout, go home. Rendon, go back. We'll start again in 2021. This is pathetic.
Yeah, the pitching is a problem out there.
Artie Moreno, please sell the team. Can we get him to sell the team, Tony? We don't want an out-of-town or Arizona guy running the Angels in Orange County. Let's get really enough.
I can't control who owns who. I don't even know who owns.
Hey, you know what? Maybe Silk will own it. He's a Dodger fan.
Let's get Silk Broad in there, man. He's the guy. Hey, Mike, always great to talk to you, man. Thanks for
talking to you guys, man.
There he is. Now,
what is Robin doing with this camera here? Keeps moving it.
Because of the new graphics, all of the sizing for the video is incorrect. So I'm constantly adjusting, trying to be. And you
so
guys,
it,
the
so
both.
So it changes during the show?
No, the two of you guys move constantly.
Well, what do I got to sit in one spot?
Yeah, what
the
are
whole
we,
time?
Robots here?
Don't you
what
know
is
how
this?
To do TV?
No, I don't want to do TV.
This is a radio show, Robin. We're down to the final 30 seconds now. Tampa Bay Lightning on the power play with a lead. And obviously, that's not the way you want to be if you're the Columbus Blue Jackets. You don't want to be down. You can't even pull your goalie.
No.
Wow. So here come the Blue Jackets now, Harry.
Only 7 seconds left, Tom.
Can they get a shot off?
I don't think
so. The answer is no. And the game will end, and your Tampa Bay Lightning have taken a
3-1
lead. 3-1 lead over the Columbus Blue Jacket. And that is the final, 2-1 in that series in the Eastern Conference. Is it over for the Blue Jackets, Harry?
Yeah, I can't ever count this team out.
No, I agree with you.
No, I agree with Barry Melrose. I mean, just when you think they're dead, they'll come up with a great effort in the next game.
Now, Tony, I did find the story that you were probably talking about. You mentioned California Pizza Kitchen. Mike mentioned that they filed for bankruptcy, but it's Applebee's and the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that's right, the Cheesecake Factory.
That are on the line. They're on the short list and may not be able to pay down their debts.
Mm. No, I have another one. Pizza Hut, not going out of business. Up to 300 Pizza Huts will permanently close. Oh, and they did declare bankruptcy, too. So they're one of the largest franchises in the country. And they have declared bankruptcy, and up to 300 Pizza Huts will close.
There's tons of them TGI Fridays, Denny's, and IHOP are among the chains that have previously announced they were eliminating hundreds of locations across the nation. So you're going to see more and more and more of this as they are going to decide to eliminate the locations that are not doing as good a business so that they can keep a core that are.
And the thing about the Pizza Huts, which is a good point made here, is they rent in most of their locations. They don't own their buildings. Mm-hmm. So they have these gigantic places,
yeah.
and they're renting them, and there's nobody allowed to come in most of these states. And so what happens? They got to pay rent on the building, and even though it's a big company with a lot of stores, sooner or later, you know, they have to pay their employees. Then they get the PPP loan, and they're not opening.
The interesting thing about Pizza Hut is you would think that they would still be able to survive on delivery because Pizza Hut delivers.
Right, or curbside pickup kind of thing.
But
there's so much competition in the pizza business, though. That's the problem. Yeah. There's so many places to go. And I like California Pizza Kitchen. If you live in Philly and you got a million pizza places, you're not going to go there. But if you're out in California, you're driving around, it's not a bad place.
No.
The product's good.
Yeah,
the food's
good.
And the golf is good, too. If you're near a golf course, Harry.
Well, exactly.
And what happens when you go to a golf course? What do you do first?
You got to look good. You got your Boston Scott apparel on. I got the hat on. You got the shirt. That's what you wore when we played together.
Yes, and I've washed it since then.
Well, I hope so. You got the paisley print
nice
in there.
It feels nice and smooth.
Yes, if you're like me and like Tony, then you love golf and you look forward to your weekly round with the guys at your golf club. You pick out your outfit ensemble in advance, and the morning of your round, you make sure it looks just right. Then you look in the mirror, and your shirt looks like a cardboard box. Either that or it's billowing out one side and all scrunched up on the other. You can't have that. Well, worry no more, because at Boston Scott Golf, the fit is our obsession. At Boston Scott Golf, we went through our closet and ripped up shirts just to put them back together to make the perfect golf shirt. Our shirts accentuate the shoulders and arms while giving relief in the midsection. Our tapered fit design cures the problem of always having to retuck after bending over or taking a few swings on the range. Boston Scott Golf shirts feature a 4-button placket, wrinkle-resistant moisture-wicking technology with UPF 50 protection. The classic style with the modern fit is available for both men's and junior golfers, so father and son, they can match on the course. It just makes sense. Feel good, play good. Casual, great golf. Get to know Boston Scott Golf at bostonscottgolf.com and 15% off with the code HARRY.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here on the scene. So we got two hockey games over already, Harry. The Lightning. Actually, that's the only hockey game.
Yeah, that was
started,
the only one.
It started at 3 in the afternoon. Hello.
Yeah.
The Lightning have defeated your Columbus Blue Jackets 2-1 to go up 3-1 in that series. And so now Columbus once again up against it as they were in the previous series. Remember, they were down 3 goals in games, and they came back mm-hmm. and tied it and won it. And so, but the Lightning are playing great, and they're one of the teams expected to win the Cup. Barkley Goodrow with a goal, and the goalie Vasilevskiy, 28 saves on 29 shots for your Tampa Bay Lightning. Andre Vasilevskiy, Harry.
NHL still has 0 positive tests.
How about that, Harry?
Doing a pretty good job.
Yes, they are.
Good job.
It must be the beer up there. It must be all that Canadian beer.
Mm-hmm. Or Labatt's, the ice.
Or the ice or the Tim Hortons coffee. Maybe they got a little extra something in there. Maybe it's that. Maybe they have the cure for the COVID. Forget about vaccines. Tim Hortons cures COVID. It may not cure it, but it obviously prevents it, Harry. Because there's a reason that these players are not catching it.
Well, I love how you're talking about Tim Hortons, and I know that's huge. But now NHL.com is all about Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
So, I mean, they're direct competitors, right?
Yeah, but that's their American sponsor, Dunkin'. There's Dunkin's in Canada now.
Right.
But Tim Hortons is really a local sponsorship up there.
They're only in Canada, right?
I think so, yeah. You can buy Tim Hortons coffee in some supermarkets.
Right.
Here.
But as far as the retail locations.
Yeah. I haven't seen a store, but obviously it's huge in Canada.
Yeah.
But you don't think they put the IG models in a bubble before the season started?
It's possible.
That's why, you know.
It's possible.
Tony Bruno, there are Tim Hortons in the United States, including close to us.
Where?
There is one in Allentown.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Does that count as part of the United States?
Yes, it does.
There
it
is one in Dover, Delaware.
I got to check one out.
One in Maryland. Who knew?
I haven't seen any. I've had Tim Hortons. I've had Tim Hortons in Canada, but I haven't seen any retail stores. Well, I don't go into Starbucks because I don't do Starbucks.
Their coffee tastes burnt.
Starbucks does, yeah.
Yes.
Tim Hortons is an acquired taste, too. Now, if you're in Canada, you know, it's like when you go to New Orleans and you go into a Café Du Monde and you have a chicory coffee.
Right.
This, you know, chicory has extra flavor.
It's a totally different taste.
But when you're sitting in New Orleans and you're having a beignet.
Yes.
And you have a Café Du Monde
with a glass of absinthe as a chaser.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Burger King now owns Tim Hortons. Well, I figured there'd be Tim Hortons in Buffalo. I mean, it's right across the bridge.
Buffalo basically is Canada.
You're damn right it is. Ask the Blue Jays. But the chicory, I still have a can of Café Du Monde coffee that I haven't opened. Wonder if that's still good if you haven't cleared the seal that I had with the chicory.
How long have you had it?
I got to go look. There's no expiration. If you don't open the can...
As long as it has, it has a seal nitrous on it. Or
you
something.
Put a little seal here. Because they put nitrogen in it. You know, they put nitrogen in potato chip bags when
and
they seal them?
Cans.
Is that why when you open them up, they pop kind of?
Yes.
And it is also why you don't want to light one on fire because it becomes like a little miniature bomb.
Is that right?
Because if you just have oxygen in a potato chip bag that's sealed, they'll go bad. That's why they put nitrogen in there. But then it becomes a nitrogen bomb. So if you want, instead of making Molotov cocktails in your next Antifa riot,
don't give anybody any ideas.
Just get a couple of bags of potato chips and then throw them at
No. We're talking over you. We're not going to allow you to finish that sentence.
Jesus. The show brought to you by potato chips.
No.
In South Philly, we have Tim Jortons down here. We don't have Tim Hortons. Tim Jortons. You know, the one thing we find out that, you know, all these companies that you know are now owned by somebody else who owns everything else, right? Mm-hmm. Like Yum Brands owns a bunch of stuff. And a lot of these chain places, the fast food ones, they're all, like, put together. Like Taco Bell and who else? KFC are, like, right next to each other. They're, like, in one building.
Right.
You notice that?
Carl's Jr. and the Green...
I thought it was Hardee's. Was
Burrito Hardee's. And Hardee's. Well, Hardee's is Carl's Jr.
Okay. Yeah. They used to be separate. They would run commercials on the West Coast as Carl's Jr., and they would be Hardee's on the East Coast.
Right.
And then they basically merged the two, so they didn't have to do commercials with the same product on both coasts.
But I think it's the Green Burrito that is owned by them, and oftentimes they'll have both in the same building.
Exactly right. You know what I'm saying? The salt water and vinegar bags are really explosive? Come on. I was watching Super Factories on Science Channel. That's what I watch. And I learned about Lay's potato chips and how they put nitrogen in the bags. Did you know that, John? Mm.
Is it so they don't expand and contract with heat? Because I know...
Yeah, that's so they don't get crushed. So once the bag is made, you know, potato chips are fragile. So if you put them in a bag that just has air in it, it's not good. First of all, they'll go stale. But the nitrogen keeps the bags from being crushed.
Correct. Yeah, it's a poofy.
Because isn't it, is it NASCAR tires are filled with nitrogen instead of oxygen? Because they don't.
Really?
There's one of the tires.
That would seem so dangerous to me.
There's one where they use a gas that doesn't expand or contract depending on heat. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember which one that is. That's a Tom Keegan story. He was telling me about that, but I don't remember it 100%. But yeah, there's a different type of gas they use.
But there's no doubt. If you like coffee and you travel to foreign countries, and I don't even, if you go to like, down in where we travel to, down into the British Virgin Islands, and you go into Costa Rica, and you go to those places that have unbelievable Nicaragua, incredible coffee, man.
Honduran
coffee. Yeah.
And yes, you are
correct.
And you
have that coffee, and it is so good.
It is nitrogen instead of air in race car drivers' tires.
Wait a minute, what's NASCAR? Is that still around?
The problem with nitrogen is that it's flammable.
It's only flammable if it's combined with oxygen. It's not flammable on its own. There has to be a leak to make it flammable. That's what happened to the Hindenburg. The Hindenburg was full of nitrogen because they didn't want to use helium because the Americans would not sell the Nazis helium because that's what the Hindenburg flew on. And so remember, the Hindenburg blew up in New Jersey.
At Lakehurst
Naval Air Station.
Right.
And the United States would not sell helium to the Nazis because they knew they would use them for bombs. Mm. And so they had to use nitrogen instead to fly them across from Germany into the United States back in the day.
Yeah, it was like Zeppelin airships.
Exactly.
Right?
Not Led Zeppelin.
No.
That's good knowledge right there. We got Colorado, Arizona underway in hockey. The other basketball game still ahead. Well, the Raptors, that's a beatdown. Have we officially called that one, Harry, like they do on election night?
On election night.
We are now getting reports that the Nets and Raptors game has been called off, has been declared a winner and a cover if you had them and laid, 9.5 it went off?
It's actually gotten 13 a little closer.
Point game, 13 points now.
You know, 14 points with 4:54 left in the third.
Okay, so don't write this one down as a win yet. I mean, the Nets probably aren't going to win, and if they do, we'll give them the love. No, hydrogen is flammable.
Yes, we are incorrect, Tony. Nitrogen is not combustible. Hydrogen is, and that's also lighter than air, so it floats. But
right.
Nitrogen
that's why
not.
The hydrogen bomb.
Nitrogen is oftentimes in a liquid form.
Yes, but if nitrogen in a liquid form becomes gas, that's when it becomes flammable.
So.
Yes.
Something
because
like that.
Nitrogen is what they use to make dry ice, right, huh? You know, dry ice is liquid nitrogen, I believe.
Frozen.
Yeah, but it's frozen.
I have no idea.
I don't know. You know what? We just need to stop.
Get Bill Nye, the science guy, in here.
What do I look like?
Get Dr. Fauci in here. Get me some dry ice, and we'll put some water in it, and we'll have a science experiment on the show. You know what I'm saying?
I was lucky enough to be able to opt out of chemistry class in high school.
Really? Yeah. You didn't dissect frogs and all that stuff, huh?
No, they didn't do that in chemistry. That was biology.
I loved chemistry.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Opted out.
Now, let's recap the football stories of the day. The big story is the biggest injury so far as training camps are just getting underway.
Gerald McCoy,
the defensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, ruptured his quad during practice today, and that's a season-ending injury for him. Now, that's the biggest injury so far we've seen. Then you have the Eagles, and again, all training camps are going to have guys with, you know, hamstrings and that
soft
stuff.
Soft tissue.
Exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
But the Derek Barnett injury, and Derek Barnett's one of those guys, Harry, who can't stay healthy.
No, he can't.
And he was a high draft pick, and he's a good player.
First round pick.
Yep, and he's got a lower body injury that they're saying is week to week. So it's not day to day. But then the other injury is Jason Hargraves. Jason Hargraves is a new defensive tackle for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And he now has an upper body injury that they're saying will require multiple weeks. So his injury is more severe right now. You know what I'm saying? That is bad news for the Cowboys. And the Jason Hargrave situation, Harry, that's not encouraging either when you look at the defensive line.
He's out indefinitely.
He's week to week. So you're not getting blimp knowledge. Javon.
Hargraves. Yeah.
And it's Hargrave, isn't it? It's not Hargraves. Come on, man.
It's Hargrave.
Yeah, with no cap, no plural. Except when Jose, on Wednesday, it'll be Hargraves. What up, Hargraves?
What up, Hargraves?
What up?
Hargraves. Anyway.
Do you have action on this Sixers game, couch guy?
Yes.
No,
you take the Celtics minus the six?
I didn't lay because, you know, I mean, I didn't want to be too invested in that one, but I did get a little teaser action. I got the Raptors minus -5 and then the Dallas Mavericks covering 11.5. So,
teased it up.
Nice. Exactly.
Yeah, I love it when you tease.
So what's that? What is that, a 5-point teaser?
Yes. Yeah. And then I got my Yotes again today. Again,
My Yotes.
I believe in the good goaltending, baby.
My Yotes. Now, people are saying Dean's saying 76ers outright tonight. Huh? Is it possible? Yeah.
Of course it's possible.
I love some of the props in the Sixers-Celtics series because even Sixer fans have no idea what to expect now. You know, they're all obviously now worried about this team,
and
they all know that Joel Embiid is the major force in this series because the Celtics don't have big men that can match up with him. So as far as the big man is concerned, obviously Joel Embiid's the guy that has to play well. And if he plays well and doesn't get hurt and doesn't take any plays off, then they're going to be in a good situation. But the wings of the Celtics, Harry, we've been talking about it for a while.
But is he going to be able to do that for 6 or 7 games?
Exactly right.
You know what I mean?
I could see him doing it for a game or two.
Yeah, sure.
But there's no way Joel Embiid has the put the team on my back for a series type thing.
I don't know. How do you know that?
Well, physically, he just can't seem to stand up to it.
I mean, think about the Raptors series last year when he cried sick, you know what I mean, for a couple games that series.
Yeah, but they still took it the distance in that series.
It was a good series, but Simmons was on the floor as well.
Yeah, the Celtics winning the series 4-1 is 5-2.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That tells you all you
need
to know.
I like the numbers on the sweep. For the Sixers to pull a 4-game sweep, what are the odds of that?
60-1.
It's only 60-1?
60-1.
There's no way either team is sweeping the other team.
Celtics,
this is not going to be a 4-game sweep.
Celtics 4-game sweep is 13-4.
Do you think either one of these teams is going to sweep the other team out of this?
No, I don't. I think the Sixers will get at least one, but I like the Celtics in the series.
And what's the series? What's the series play?
-420 Celtics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now Rothstein, of course, is our Sixer apologist, so I want to hear his take on this one. Now, I want to have his take and don't suck.
Listen, Embiid,
he needs to step up. Last year, he cried sick, as Couch Boy said.
Couch Man, Couch Sir.
Jesus. But the bottom line is, he's as healthy as he's ever been going into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He can win this team three games.
Yeah.
It could be a long series.
He's as healthy as he's ever been.
Kemba,
until second quarter.
Yeah,
tonight.
Until 5 minutes into the first quarter, he's going to break it down.
So can he'll go flailing into the basket stanchion, trying to get a ball going out of bounds and twist his ankle.
Can I get, 91 Sixer says, does Tony still have a Sixer car window flag on both sides? I have them in the trunk right now.
You do?
If they win tonight, those Sixer car window flags
from the Iverson era.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Back in the good old days.
The good old days when they beat the Lakers in game one of the 2000 finals.
Stepping
out there.
Over Tyronn Lue.
Exactly, yes. Right. All kinds of coaches being fired over the weekend in the NBA, too. Harry, Chicago needs a head coach.
Oh,
The Nets need a head coach, and they haven't even fired the head coach they have now. And, of course, your Pelicans need a new coach, too, Harry.
Yeah?
Yeah, they fire their coach, too.
Elvin Gentry, they said. Oh, thank you. Okay.
He gone. We gone, too. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Big Tuesday show. Stick around. And we want to thank everybody for participating. In the meanwhile, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive, and God bless America. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.